Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
248-539-9797 is a telephone number, same number to text us as well. And as Jeff mentioned to start the show, yes, you can stream the show with video, live video on twitch.tv or on YouTube and just search for 97.1 The Ticket and you will see it. We're both here in the studio and Doug will be back next week. I believe Kang's back next week also. So we'll have everybody back, but got the crew going today. I got Jake and Kenny behind the glass. And always look forward to the interaction with you folks out there. And there's a lot to talk about, and we'll get to it all. We got little Piston stuff. We got Tiger stuff. But wanted to start with the Red Wings because Jeff hadn't had a chance to lay it all out there. Jeff, lay it all out there. How do you feel about what's happened so far?
Underwhelming. Back to you, Gator. No, like, honestly, I thought this, and I thought this last year, I think, too. But I thought this had to be the year that Steve made a splash. And when I say splash, not just a trade to make a trade, but like to impact the NHL level team. Like the Montreal Canadiens traded for Noah Dobson. They got better. You look next year and you wonder, like, Ottawa is going to be better and better than you. God forbid, does Buffalo take a leap over you? The division is already tough as it is. So I thought this had to be the year when you got cap space. You still got $14 million after signing everybody that you've already signed and more. It's extensions and whatnot. And you have need. It's the centennial season. Like, they got all these events planned. They got all these giveaway plans. 100 years of Detroit Red Wings hockey. And I'm not saying bring in a guy just to bring in a guy, but to help you win. Go back to the postseason. What is this celebration going to look like when it potentially, and I think it's going to be, 10 years in a row without the playoffs? 100 years on the earth, but 10 years in a row without the playoffs. So going into it, you're like, okay, Keandre Miller's out there. He could help. He gets traded to Carolina. Noah Dobson is out there. He could definitely help. Apparently the Wings are in the rumor mill about it. He, of course, gets traded to Montreal. It's not over. If you look at NHL trade free agency, we knew free agent wise, they weren't going to do much. Stevie pretty much admitted it himself. But we're hoping he makes a trade, an impactful trade for a top six forward or a top four defenseman. And it's not over yet. If you look at the big trades, they happen in July, even later July. I heard the morning show talking about Matthew Tkachuk getting traded away from Calgary to Florida. That happened late July. DeBrincat, I think, happened July 11th or 12th or 13th. So it's not over. But if this is essentially the team, and then maybe some young guys make the team, I don't know that you can have faith in Steve anymore. Like, when he was trading Bertuzzi and Mantha for first-round picks, you're like, wow, okay, this is the glowing-eye Red Yzerman. He hasn't made a move like that to help out the NHL-level team other than DeBrincat. And it's disheartening.
Well, it's a difference in how you're building the team, right? Because at that point, you're trading away guys that are already NHL players that had, you know, had right. some juice to it, and you're getting draft picks in return. You know, you're getting prospects in return or whatever, but they would end up being draft picks in those cases. Now, it's a different situation. This team is no longer the worst team in hockey. This team is now in hockey purgatory. They're good enough to not be the worst team, and yet they're also not good enough to make the playoffs. It's been a brutal run. The last 3 years in the month of March has just destroyed and torpedoed all the hopes of Red Wing fans and the Red Wings themselves. And that's purgatory because you're not good enough to make the playoffs. So in some cases, you lost out in a technicality like they did 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
In other cases, it was just, yeah. In other cases, it's just, you know, two more wins would have gotten you in, but it doesn't happen.
But doesn't it kill you, though? Think of that Washington team. Like the next year, which was this previous year, they win their division. They got one of the most points in the Eastern Conference. Then look at Montreal. Montreal sneaks in from nowhere.
Yeah.
And then they get better. So they lapped you too. Why are all these teams lapping Detroit? And if you just believe what Yzerman says, we're essentially going to wait for the kids or the offseason's been too tough. That's not good enough. You got to at least make it back to the postseason. And I don't think they're going to do it this year if things remain status quo.
Well, I'll ask you the same question that I asked Stoney yesterday. Do you think the team, forget about the rest of the NHL, just about the Red Wings, do you think the Red Wings are better today than they were a year ago going into training camp?
Maybe.
Or better today than what they were to finish the season.
All right, so I believe in Marco Kasper being your second line center. So I think that makes you deeper. Other than that, I mean, Simon Edvinson took a leap. Right. Mm-hmm. And I expect some other kids and young guys to take a leap. So I would say minimally better. Fair. Like, I don't think they're definitely, like, I think if you ask a Wings fan that question, I think you're going to get a lot of him and haw and say, well, maybe they're better, but by how much better? And this was a year you're supposed to make that leap. Now, they still can, but I think they're marginally better.
I think they're better. I don't think they're a lot better yet. I just think that they're better. And the reason I'll give is it's simple. It's goaltending.
That's fair.
Getting Gibson on this team.
As long as he stays healthy.
Yeah. Well, it's a big if, right? But, you know, now with the two goaltenders, now it looks like you've got two pretty good goaltenders that you can divvy up the responsibilities with. That is a better tandem than whatever they ran with last year. So the goaltending, I think, is already better.
Yeah. Best net-minding situation since Jimmy Howard.
Sure.
Which is not saying much, but still, you got that going.
Sure, I'll give it to you. And then you look at what have they lost versus what have they gained? Well, they lost Tarasenko.
That's a positive.
They had Van Riemsdyk.
Which is kind of...
Between the two players, I'd rather have Van Riemsdyk. I think he's a better player overall than Tarasenko was, but you're not netting a ton more point-wise, but he's probably a better fit in the room.
What a contract, one year, $1 million.
Yeah, it's fine. And Tarasenko would have been here for one more year as well.
Right.
But from player to player, I'd rather have Van Riemsdyk. I'm not saying it's leaves and bounds better. I'm saying it's better. Beyond that, what do they really lose offensively? You're going to get guys healthy again to start the season. This is why you look at it for the start of the season, because hope springs eternal here. You'll have a healthy Larkin, who was not healthy after the Four Nations Cup. You'll have a healthy Andrew Kopp, who, for whatever reason, that was a big loss for the team, because you can coincide with the slide was when Kopp got hurt. And Stoney brought up a great point yesterday. Another one that I think might be number one as to why this team, I think, is better off right now than what they were a year ago. Todd McClellan here for the whole year.
It's fair.
So you've got a full training camp of Todd McClellan. Now you've got half a season's worth of these guys playing under Todd McClellan. They know what to expect. And there's that. And then I think there's a pool of prospects that are going to be competing awfully hard to try to make this roster. There might be one spot. There might be no spots. There might be two spots. Who knows? But from that standpoint, I think that they're...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A little bit better.
A little bit, but the
Petrie's not on his team now.
That's a positive,
too. That's another one.
Addition by subtraction, but you mentioned, all right, they're bringing everybody back as far as offense-wise and forwards-wise, and you're right.
But guys can take a step back, too.
But last year, they were the 10th worst in goals per game at 2.87,
yeah.
Right?
Well, they lost a ton of offense from the previous year.
Right, but you're getting
guys
this team back,
yeah.
Though. So you wonder to yourself, okay, how much better, and at what point do you have to get to actually be in the postseason, which... It's crazy that in year 7 of Iserman and 9 years without making the playoffs, like the bar is just like get to the postseason, which is a very low bar that you should be able to obtain. But I'm not quite sure they're going to be able to. The other thing with John Gibson is, and I truly feel this way, I think he's a fine goalie. I do. And the 2 years before last year, one very good. And last year he was injured, but he was really good when he was healthy. I almost feel like, and this is going to be rude, but tell me if you agree. I feel Iserman has brought the bar down so low because the moves haven't been all that effective and the team's been underwhelming that any move that seems like a good move, we overreact and we say it's a great move. You know what I mean? And I do think this team next year, unless they make a big addition, is going to be out of the postseason again. And that's not good enough.
No, I hear you. I would say this. I understand what you're saying about any move being perceived as a big move. I don't agree with it because I like Gibson as a goaltender, but I don't think it's a massive move. I think it's an upgrade, and I think that's what you're looking at. Any move you make has to be an upgrade, and that's an upgrade. It's a bigger upgrade than the Van Riemsdyk over Tarasenko, but that's also an upgrade.
Yeah.
The other guys they brought in this week, I'm not even bothering to remember their names because I'm not sure they're even going to make the roster.
It's very rude of you.
I know it is, and I feel bad about that. But once we get to September and October, it'll be different. But I just, those don't make me feel inspired at all.
Mason Appleton or John Leonard?
Right, or I forget the other guys, Jacob something Bachner or whatever. But they've got a ton of cap space. And... seemingly, it's there for a reason. There are hundreds of players in the NHL.
I agree.
That are worth trading for, or that are tradable, I should say. And then out of that pool, you can narrow it down to what are realistic trade guys you can target. And that's a significant number of players that you can significantly target. You don't know who they are. I mean, we know names of players, right?
But no, of course.
When I say we don't know who they are, we as people don't know who the Red Wings are calling about. We don't know what GMs are picking up the phone and answering Steve Yzerman's call and saying, yeah, you know what? We're actually looking to move this guy. Are you interested? We have no idea what goes on behind closed doors. And Yzerman is notorious for keeping things close to the vest.
He does.
And so is Scott Harris, by the way. But it's just interesting that they've got time to work something out. You mentioned the two trades, the Kachuk trade and the DeBrincat trade, both happened after free agency began, and in some cases weeks after free agency began. Wayne Gretzky was traded well after free agency, if I'm not mistaken, back 40 years ago. But point is, people are going to be traded at some point before the regular season starts, before training camp starts, and they've got the space to make something big happen. But like you, he's got to make something happen.
So Gator, you're right, and I'm not going to cast judgment right now. That'd be silly, right? Because we don't know what's down the pipeline.
This is not like you.
Wait, I know. I'm maturing.
A
couple days of golf really cleared my head. I'm not going to cast judgment, but I will say this. If they break camp with a similar team, and some of the young kids make the team, and this is what we're looking at, if they break camp with this team, Yzerman just didn't get the job done. It's that simple to me. And you can say, wait for the kids, and he's not going anywhere, so you're going to wait. And I'm not saying it won't work out long term, but the NHL product has been not good enough. So if this is the offseason when you have pressure on you and you have to make the postseason and you have to give your fans a good product, he failed.
Well,
he
here's failed. What I don't want to get into, because as a fan and as a talk show host, I really don't want to be kicking the can down the road even further. Like, if they don't do anything going into training camp trade-wise, you know, then the narrative is, well, they still have all this cap space. They'll do something at the trade deadline.
No.
I don't want to have to do that. You know, because I think the seat at that point, if they don't have something done, first of all, I already think the seat's kind of hot for Stevie, even if Stevie doesn't want to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
He's got his own timeline, his own way of thinking. It's tunnel vision, and that's fine. It works for him, right? It works for him until it doesn't work. But me, as somebody else who's sitting on the outside looking in, I'm like, it's time that something of significance has to happen here. And if it doesn't happen in the off season, going into the regular season, going into training camp, then to me, there's only one last opportunity, and that's at the trade deadline. Yeah. And I don't want to wait down that road to get there before, you know, to keep.
By the way, it might be you're selling at the deadline. Who knows if you're not good enough?
But well, good God, if that's the case.
At some point, if you quack like a duck and you walk like a duck, you're a duck. I don't think Yzerman's a duck just yet. No. His good buddy he just traded with is a duck. The little ball of hate, Pat Verbeek. Yeah, he's legitimately a duck. The GM of the Ducks. See what I did there? Anyway, the point is, at some point, you will have to acknowledge the guy can't do the job. We're not there yet. But if this is the team heading into next year, I'm there. I am convinced he can't do the job to the standard we thought it was going to be.
248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Do you agree or disagree with what Jeff and I have had to say about the Red Wings? The whole Steve Yzerman aspect of this is getting more and more interesting as the Wings are, you know, trickling in minor deal after minor deal. Does he have to make a big deal? Or does this team have the roster that's good enough to take a big step forward and make the playoffs as it is? I don't know if I'd bank on that. This is 97.1 The Ticket.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.